Fostering an inclusive environment is key during a time of crisis. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carla Loya, assistant professor of educational leadership in higher education at the University of Hartford, explores how to make sure no one gets left behind.
Best practices in college teaching delineate the importance of communicating clear expectations, selecting relevant content, engaging students in active learning, creating multiple assessments, and fostering a respectful learning environment. After the teaching and learning process was disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic, many instructors had to pivot and learn new modalities of instruction. For many, most efforts were dedicated to learning new technologies and catching up with time delays. This meant that some best practices were left out of the new teaching and learning environments. More problematic, the pandemic created new needs and situations that demand a different way of teaching. For instance, many students and instructors have reported new academic, social, and personal struggles. My research highlights the importance of fostering inclusive college classrooms to ensure that all students are participants in the shared teaching and learning in any modality. How do we then create and maintain inclusive, participatory classrooms when issues of equity, mental health, and uncertainty about the present and the future weigh heavily on students' and instructors' minds? To teach in more flexible and supportive ways than ever before, we can foster a sense of belonging and community by creating spaces in our virtual or physical classrooms for students to engage with one another and with us. We also need to think creatively and offer a variety of assignments and assessment types, formats, and deadlines.
That was Carla Loya of the University of Hartford. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.